Columbus's tourism economy suffered a major blow Tuesday.
It was a very sad day for me today because we just had to cancel the Arnold's Classic Sports and Fitness Festival, meaning, you know, the huge convention with 250,000 people coming together.
That is, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger announcing the world-famous Arnold Fitness Expo has been canceled because of concerns about spreading the novel coronavirus. Officials hope to make it up later this year. The affiliated Arnold Sports Festival will still go forward this week, although spectators will be banned from all events except the finals, and some 20 athletes from China, South Korea, Italy, Japan, and Iran will not be allowed to compete. Joining us now is our State House correspondent, Andy Chow. Andy, this is the world's largest multi-sports festival. A lot of money being left on the table here.
Yeah, Steve, like you said, this is a huge event for Columbus. It brings more than $50 million into the city, an event that brings in people to use up hotel rooms, to go to different restaurants, all sorts of things, and then ultimately going to the convention center. I was able to talk to Experience Columbus's Brian Ross, who said that they're not quite sure how much this will impact them negatively, but they are trying to get creative to still help the city out.
We've already reached out to some of our partners in different venues, so like the zoo, COSI, National Veterans Memorial Museum, Franklin Park Conservatory, different venues like that to see if they would offer discounts to some of the Arnold attendees who are already here planning on going to the expo but won't have that opportunity.
Brian Ross sounding at least slightly optimistic there. WOSU caught up with someone more on the ground, if you will. Megan Campbell is an assistant general manager at the local Cantina restaurant near the convention center.
A lot of businesses in this area, because of it, they just want to grab a quick bite to eat or a quick drink, and we're right here, so we're the easy option for them. So we will be missing out on a lot of people if they are not as active in the area.
So again, a lot of money being left on the table with the cancellation of the expo. Andy Chow, did Governor DeWine or anyone else say why it's not safe for people to convene for the expo, but it is safe for the sporting events to go on and safe enough, evidently, for spectators to attend the Saturday finals?
So as DeWine put it, if you really think about the conditions of the expo, you have hundreds of thousands of people really just kind of rubbing shoulders with each other, being very close together in a small environment in a small venue. And what you have that's different with the events is that the ticketed events, the different finals, those, as he compared it to, were more like a basketball game where you kind of have more control over the situation and not just a bunch of people wandering around to different events throughout the day. The finals are more like a controlled one event that they can sort of monitor more easily.
What happens next?
So the festival is still open to athletes, and these athletes are, once again, coming from all around the world. So Columbus Public Health is set up at the airport to welcome in those athletes and screen them and to make sure that they don't have a fever, that they're not showing any sort of conditions that mirror the symptoms of a coronavirus. And if they do not have those symptoms, then they are allowed to go through and come into Columbus. If they do have those symptoms, then they have to go into quarantine.
State House correspondent Andy Chow helping us understand the effects of the Arnold Fitness Expo being canceled because of the coronavirus. The sports festival will still go on, but spectators banned from all events except the Saturday finals. Andy Chow, thanks again.
Thank you.